A confession about lipstick, or being human with a sense of freedom. I wonder if there is a shelf of people, and I use shelf in its natural sense, when it's nestled beside words like ocean and perhaps continental, for whom things have also become just almost fucking unbearable. We might as well be on an actual shelf, a load of books, objects maybe, like a single tabla placed as an ornament in an IKEA Kallax grid. Those of us not being put to proper purpose, because we heard an old and unforgettable message while we were wandering that leaves us a little detached from the system, struggling for meaning. I will state this directly because poems, I write this poem like a misplaced tabla. I want to believe in the power of lipstick. I want to be a sister who swears by it. I will wear it, write about it, win admiring glances, whilst knowing I have only felt utter indifference. Indifference, the opposite of something vital towards lipstick. Played along, plonked sex there, inexplicably, because that is the story we are told, and it's not bad. But for those of us on the shelf, the continental or IKEA variety, our random wanderings into other stories, books, films, walks with people from places where they don't have lipstick anymore because someone blew their city to shit, or robbed and raped their women, or took their grain and left them cold and roofless in the rain, our wanderings gave us proof of a story we remember from before we were born, a story that is urgent now. Well, fine. Except I am back in my little life. Lipstick in my makeup bag, too scared to name the lie as this or that, or to make vital somehow my naked lips, or find a place not on display, not shelved and predictable, but in amongst things, or, you know, in trenches or on sandy beaches, not even fighting, just being human with a sense of freedom.